Science Stream. Unit 1. Sink or Swim. Survival of the Fittest. Reading. Part 1. The world's oceans are great natural barriers to land-based animal movements. Indeed, it's difficult to imagine a large and heavy animal swimming across the Pacific Ocean. However, many plants and animals, including humans, have moved from one continent to another by floating across the ocean. Scientists have gathered evidence indicating small trapdoor spiders completed a similar journey in the past. The trip occurred millions of years ago and involved a voyage from Africa to Australia across the Indian Ocean. Today, only on Kangaroo Island in the state of South Australia are these spiders present. They build silk-lined homes in the ground with a solid lid on top like a roof. The burrow in the ground and the trap door on top give security and safety for them. Also, it provides a hiding spot for them to wait in while their prey approaches unaware. Therefore, the spiders don't have to move more than a few meters during their life. In contrast, there are indications that the spider's ancestors journeyed millions of meters from Africa to Australia across the ocean. There is speculation that the spiders could have sailed on tiny raft-like flotation devices cruising the ocean. Part 2. By studying the spider's genetics in Kangaroo Island and South Africa, scientists determined that they were both part of the same genus. It seems almost impossible that a trip of 10,000 kilometers was made sailing the Indian Ocean. However, scientists claim that this is the most probable explanation. Trapdoor spiders could be great sailors and well-built for ocean journeys, the scientists assert. If a large section of land and vegetation breaks off into the sea, with spiders still inside, the spiders might be able to close their trapdoors to seal their security for the entire voyage. On top of that, they need little food. During times of flooding, the trapdoor spiders can take deep breaths and live on the stored oxygen. Therefore, trapdoor spiders may be the perfect sailors to navigate the ocean. By sheer luck, they reached Kangaroo Island, which allowed them to keep their unique lifestyles without competing with any other species for survival. Also, it was fortunate for the island that the newcomers were harmless sailors, which caused no ecological damage to the local surroundings. Rather, they enrich the biodiversity of Kangaroo Island. Next summer, if you go for a swim at the beach, keep a lookout for any tiny sailors making a long journey. Summary. Can you imagine small-sized spiders making a long journey floating across the Indian Ocean from Africa to Australia? The plausible hypothesis is, if a large piece of land had happened to break off the African coast with some undamaged spiders' nests on it and started to float on the ocean current, then the spiders could have sailed as far as Australia. To an ordinary eye, it may seem impossible that the spiders made a trip across the vast reaches of the ocean, but scientists believe it was the case. The trap door on their nest must have provided safety for spiders even in harsh weather. The convincing evidence is that the genes of these spiders in Australia are the same as those in African spiders.